Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and this is the second chapter of Philippians. Let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask him to bless and anoint this service. Lord God, we thank and praise your holy name for your word. The constant application of it is how we are transformed. The constant application of the word of God will transform everyone into the fullness of the stature of Jesus. Lord, apply this word to us now so that we can be transformed even furthermore today than we were yesterday. Lord God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord of one mind.
Okay, read what I said.
Oneness, unity through humility. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ?
Is there?
Amen.
Lots of encouragement. The daily, constant application of the Word of God will transform your life to the fullness of the stature of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That's encouraging, isn't it?
Amen.
We're not going to be our old selves anymore. Okay, and then what?
Any comfort from His love?
Is there any comfort from His love?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Then what?
Any fellowship together in the Spirit?
Is there any fellowship together in His Spirit? Can you talk to the Lord?
Yes.
Does He talk to you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
Are your hearts tender and sympathetic?
Are they towards one another?
Yes.
Well, then we shouldn't see many reports. Amen?
Amen.
Makes my life easier, and the Lord will be happy with you, and it'll make your life a lot easier as well. And you'll be able to get into heaven. Read that question again.
Are your hearts tender and sympathetic?
Okay, then what?
Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one heart and purpose.
Yeah, don't agree wholeheartedly with one another on things other than the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Unless you both agree on something that is for sure true. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
King James. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
Okay, read mine.
Don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others in your own way. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself.
Right, people are... When Jesus came into the world, He became a servant. Amen?
Amen.
Even though He was God, He humbled Himself because He found Himself in the same bodies that we have, in a human body. Amen?
Amen.
So He became a servant, even to the death of the cross, even by dying on the cross. And so He was obedient all the way and humble and died for all. And so God raised Him up and gave Him a name higher than any name in heaven, on earth, or under the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And by being a servant, a humble, and believing, as the Lord says, that others are to be preferred before yourself, that's humility. And you're to think upon things of others rather than things for yourself. Then you're being like Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
King James, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Amen. Well, read what I said.
Don't think only of your own affairs, but be interested in others too, and what they are doing for Christ.
Right. And what if they're not saved, be interested in getting them saved. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
And King James, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Read what I said.
Christ's humility and exaltation. Your attitude must be the same that Christ Jesus had.
Yeah, it must put on the same mind as the Lord. You have to think the way he thought. And how do we do that? It's by the application, the constant application of his word into our minds, so that we can be transformed into the image of the Lord's dear Son. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we're like computers. Whatever you put in there is going to be there. You put in all the corruption that's in this world, that's what's in the computer. You put in the word of the Lord, and you're applying the Lord into the computer, and all that's in the computer will be the Lord. And if the Lord be in you, you're the computer, then he'll raise you up on the last day. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Lord is the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. You didn't know you were computers, did you? Well, you are. Really, you are. Because whatsoever is sown into you, that's what's going to be, you're going to be reaping. I guarantee you put the Bible into that computer over there, and the computer will have the Bible in it. Amen?
Amen.
But I know that there's all kinds of other things that people put in computers, and we don't want all that in there at all. None of it in there. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
We must have Christ's mind. Though he was God, he did not demand or cling to his rights as God. He made himself to be stripped of all privileges and rightful dignity, and took the position or status of a slave, and appeared to the world in the body of a human.
That's how he appeared to the people of this world. So people, you know, nobody's ever seen Jesus. Oh, yes, they have. Thousands upon thousands of people saw him. Amen?
Amen.
He walked on this earth among other human beings and healed whole towns of people. They saw him. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
In King James, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
That's real obedience. Amen?
Amen.
He died as a criminal. Because of our criminal ways. He took our place. Then what?
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Okay, now read, but I...
And in his human body, he obediently humbled himself even further by dying a criminal's death on a cross. Because of this, his humility, God raised him up to the heights of heaven and gave him a name that...
So how do we get raised up? So we humble ourselves and God will exalt us. Amen?
Amen.
Because of his humility and only his obedient humility, God raised him up from the dead and gave him a name higher than any name in heaven, earth, or under the earth. Now, you want to get blessed by the Lord? Humble yourself like that. Amen?
Amen.
That's an easy formula, isn't it?
Yes.
But the human flesh doesn't like to humble itself, to prefer others before themselves. But that's why we keep applying the Word of God to us, so that we are able to be transformed into that same likeness. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Because of this, his humility, God raised him up to the heights of heaven and gave him a name that is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Because it gives God glory when everyone sees a person that has been obedient to the Lord. That gives God glory. Nothing else. Okay? obedience is better than sacrifice. Then what else?
In King James.
That's what it says, that Jesus was exalted, was because he humbled himself. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
In King James, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Okay, read what I...
Shine brightly for Christ. Dearest friends, you were always so careful to follow my instructions when I was with you, and now that I am away, you must be even more careful to put into action God's strong work in your lives, obeying God with fear and trembling.
Yeah, amen. Same thing. Amen.
Amen.
I like the King James. I'm very confident. I feel very relaxed with it. There has been a few errors in translation, they are major, but the Bible that we're printing will have these changes in it. Amen?
Amen.
And I can confirm what the Lord gave me from the original text. Okay, what else?
In King James, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation.
Right, if somebody tells you to do something, do it. Without murmuring or complaining or saying, well, that's somebody else's job. Or, I did it. This isn't my job. Just do it anyway, all right?
Amen.
There's a lot of things that we do that are not our jobs. The Lord never said that. Can you see Jesus if he saw somebody that was hurting or that needed something to be done, that he'd say, that's not my job?
No.
Huh?
No.
The only time he said something like that was when a person was saying he wanted him to divide his brother's goods. Amen?
Amen.
He says, what have I to do with that? I mean, I'm not a merchant or a divider of goods. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what else? But I mean, if you spilled something on the floor, then you said, well, that's not my job to clean it up when you spilled it. Come on. That's really rank. Amen?
Amen.
Even though it's somebody else's job and I spilled it, I'm going to clean it up. All right?
Amen.
You can't be that warped to think like that. That isn't humility. That's like you just figure everybody's your slave instead of you being a slave to the Lord, to prefer others before yourself. Okay, then what?
Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain.
Okay, what verse is that?
The end of 16.
Okay, let's go here now.
Okay. For God is working in you, giving you desire to obey him and the power to do what pleases him.
Right. Do you have a desire to please the Lord?
Amen.
Okay, well then, do that. Be humble. Amen?
Amen.
And go the last mile of the way. If somebody asks you to go someplace, go another mile. Amen?
Amen.
Go an extra mile. Be sure that you're going to get into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody asks you for your coat, give me your cloak also, the Lord says. Why, that's just being double sure you're going to get into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
You want to be sure you're getting into heaven?
Yes.
Amen. Well, then don't be stubborn. Do what he says. Amen?
Amen.
Because he's the one that opens or closes the door. Makes sense. You can't argue with him. And if you get put out of there, you're put out permanently. There's no coming back or sending notes. Amen. Oh, Lord, just give me another chance. It's all over. Amen?
Amen.
It's appointed unto man once and once only to die. You're not going to come back as a bird, a fish, an elephant, or, a monkey or something else. You already were a monkey. All right? No, you just die once, and after this, the judgment. Amen?
Amen.
You're not coming back for a second chance. Then what?
In everything you do, stay away from complaining about doing anything, something for God, and arguing against the truth.
Yeah, don't argue against the Word of God. If God says you to be prefer others, don't argue about that. Don't even try to say, well, I don't care. I don't like Missy so-and-so or Mr. so-and-so, and I'm just not going to do that for them because that would be humbling myself before them. And I don't like them, and I don't want them to think that they're superior to me. Anytime you feel you're superior to somebody, then you're not a humble person. You're not, you have to figure yourself as being inferior to everyone else. All right, that's what the Lord is saying. Humble yourself. If the Lord didn't feel that way, then he wouldn't have dealt with some people. There might have been somebody that he felt he was superior to. You're not going to wash the feet of somebody that you feel superior to. Okay? He saw himself as being... He knew he was God, but yet he stripped himself of all this honor and pomp, you know, that God has or could do, and he made himself inferior to all others. And even... paid the price, became a criminal, let all of our sins go upon him, so that he, that's humility, you know, to the death of the cross. He became inferior so that we could have eternal life, so that we could shine. But then because of that humility, God has raised him up higher than anybody, amen?
Amen.
In heaven, on earth, so because it, but it was that humility that did it. Him making himself inferior to all others. Therefore, if you feel yourself inferior to all others, nothing can offend you. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
Right.
But if you stand toe-to-toe and just argue, and we're called to get the gospel out, not our side of the story. Amen?
Amen.
Or to defend ourselves. We've been called to defend the good news. The gospel, the Lord, that's who we're going to be able to get into heaven for, us for defending the truth. Yeah. We're defenders of the truth. So the truth is, if you're going to defend the truth, then you have to become superior by being inferior. All right? Let's put it that way. The more inferior you make yourself, the more superior you are. All right? That's a new twist on it. All right? But I just can't. I am the most superior one. That's what Satan says. I'm superior. I'll be like the Most High God. When you have that attitude, it's the spirit of Satan attempting to invade you. Now, this is the real gospel. No, either receive it or go to hell. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that what this is saying? That he humbled himself?
Yes.
When he found himself a human being in the fashion of a man. And he says, you know, I'm God, there's no problem with me being, I know I'm going to live in glory forevermore, so why not just be humble to God and be inferior to everybody here so that I can win their souls? Amen. And if you are the same way, you know you've got eternal life because you're going to obey the Lord. You're going to be inferior. And not, I mean, in the sense that you're not going to be so superior that there's no one good enough for you to talk to or minister to. All right? And you look at somebody, I just don't like the way they comb their hair, or their face is too red, or they're too white, or that guy's too black. This guy is too beige, I don't like beige, you know, or any other thing. I don't like the way they dress, the way they talk, the things they say and do are annoying to me, they're obnoxious to me. But still, the Lord loves them, amen?
Amen.
And that's who he died for, and so we have to humble ourselves, be inferior to them. Otherwise, we're going to think we're too superior to talk to him. Amen?
Yeah.
This is walking in a delusion if you think that you're better than other people. because the Lord said you're not. The only way that you're better is if you become inferior, then to him you're superior. Amen?
Amen.
And those that humble themselves and obey the Lord, he shall exalt. Those that exalt themselves shall be abased. Those who abase themselves shall be exalted with Christ in the highest of heavens. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
So that no one can speak a word of blame against you, you are to live clean, holy, pure lives as children of God in a dark world full of crooked and perverse people.
Yeah, nobody in this world, everybody's been taught that they're, you know, better than everybody else. Your mother's taught you that. You're a genius, you're this, you're that, right? And so, don't let anybody tell you anything. And make sure that you get the best of everything. And we can only come through here once, you know, if you got a Jewish dad. And make sure you grab what there is now. And, you know, and keep what you got. Because people will rip you off. And all these different things. And of course, we do have to be careful, but we have to be like Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Who wasn't careful at all, with the exception of that he kept all the commandments. Okay? He walked in the Spirit. All right, then what?
Let your lives shine brightly before them. Hold tightly to the word of life, so that when Christ returns, I will be proud that I did not lose the race and that my work was not useless.
Yeah, that my work was not in vain. Because if you people all go to hell, then everything that I did on your behalf, it would be like a shipwreck. It would be like a building that was blown up. Here I was building this building of the Lord, and all of a sudden it got blown up. And here I'm just, all the work that I did is gone down the drain. You people all are lost now, and there's no hope for you. Because you exalted yourselves. You didn't want to be like Christ. You wanted to be like the devil. Because that's the way the devil is. Amen?
Amen.
So, all this superior nonsense will cause you to not have the blessings of the Lord. If you've got epilepsy or something, you'll never get rid of it if you think you're superior to others. Because it's the spirit of the devil that makes you feel that way. That's in you, or is attempting, that comes to you every so often. If you've got terrible sickness and diseases and infirmities and pains and things like this, humble yourself before the Lord and let so that he can bless you and heal you and touch you and comfort you. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
King James, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all.
Yeah, in other words, if I die for you, that's, I'm going to rejoice, because to die is to be with Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read what I said.
But even if my life is to be poured out like a drink offering to complete the sacrifice of your faithful service.
Yeah, see, after the sacrifices, then they have a drink offering. Amen?
Amen.
That completes the sacrifice. Pouring out of your life, the life which is in Christ. Your life is Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So you pour out your life unto the death. And if my life is poured out for you, then what? Read it.
Okay. But even if my life is to be poured out like a drink offering to complete the sacrifice of your faithful service, that is...
So that I can be sure that you've seen my testimony in its fullness, so that you can be faithful in the service of the Lord as well. Because your life, I want it to mirror what I did. And so if I'm poured out like a drink offering on your behalf, and you get you do this, so that you'll do the same thing, then rejoice. Amen?
Amen.
Because I did this for you. I'm living a life of self-denial, not exaltation, but self-denial for you. Because Christ did it for us, we have to do it for others. Amen?
Amen.
And so he's saying, if I do this thing, if I die for you, in other words, read it again just one more time.
But even if my life is to be poured out like a drink offering to complete the sacrifice of your faithful service, that is, if I am to die for you, I will rejoice, and I want to share my joy with all of you.
I'll rejoice if I die for you. First of all, your personality has to die, your will has to die, your lifestyle has to die, of your superiority has to die, so that you can become inferior, so that you can be exalted with Christ. You get it?
Yes.
Anytime you hear somebody just, you know, exalting themselves, so I get all kinds of excellent letters, you know, just like praising me to the stars. But I know it's the Lord. You know it doesn't go to my head, don't you?
Yes.
You know that I know that that's a joke. Amen?
Amen.
Because all I'm preaching is the word of the Lord. And so he gets all the glory. How could we have any glory? The only thing we can do is be obedient, to be inferior to all others, or to consider ourselves as inferior to all others. Otherwise, we're not going to deal with everybody. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to refuse to allow the Lord Spirit to deal through us to others.
Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also...
I remember the teachings of the real original Greek, okay, and that's why I put in as a drink offering, okay?
Yes.
There's a lot of things that are in the original Hellenic Greek, which is the Greek written and spoken by the Jews, that have been eliminated, and so you get a fuller... The Greek language is much fuller than the English. Okay, then what else?
For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust...
So you'll rejoice with me also if you do the same thing I do, if you humble yourself. Amen?
Amen.
So that you can be inferior, so that God can make you superior. You make yourself superior by being inferior. All right, then what?
But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state.
But you don't become inferior in the word of the Lord, because you get be bold with the word of the Lord. You know that the word of God is true, and so you can be as bold as you want with that. Amen?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, you're commanded to be very bold in preaching it, and especially doing it. You can be comfortable doing that. And you'll see your entire life change and the entire ministry change when you have become inferior, when you place others higher than yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. All right, then what?
For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's.
Okay, not mine.
But even if my life is to be poured out like a drink offering to complete the sacrifice of your faithful service, that is, if I am to die for you...
In other words, he's saying you're going to have a faithful service to the Lord. And the only way that you're going to do that is if I pour out my life totally to the death, so that you can see the evidence that God is still working. He didn't work only in Jesus, but he's also working in me, and you'll see the evidence of that, so that you can do the same thing and rejoice with me, all right, if you have to die too. All right? Then what?
I will rejoice, and I want to share my joy with all of you, and you should be happy about this and rejoice with me.
Yeah, so don't be crying if I have to be sacrificed, if I die, because I'm happy to do this for the Lord, okay, because the Lord did it. And who am I? Am I supposed to be superior to the Lord? I mean, if he died, he let his human body be crucified on the cross for my sins, well then, me being far inferior to him, why should I balk or back up or not do the same thing? I rejoice if I can be like the Lord in whether I live or whether I die like the Lord did, or even in a different manner than the Lord died. I do it as unto the Lord. For me, to live is here on this world is needful for you, but I mean to be with the Lord is better. So I'm going to rejoice if I go out of this world being obedient to the Lord, because it would give me no pleasure if I went out of this world and recanted on the Lord. So I really don't, to save my life, I'm going to punk out, so to speak, at the end. Then there would be no rejoicing whatsoever. Amen?
Amen.
And the people that are killing you, those are, if they kill you, this is an evident token to them that they're going to hell and that you just went to heaven. And that is a very powerful testimony. You're going to die anyway, okay? And if it's your time, rejoice that this is the way you're going. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Paul commends Timothy. If the Lord Jesus is willing, I hope to send Timothy to you soon. Then when he comes back, he can cheer me up by telling me how you are getting along. I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare.
Yeah, there's only very few people care about anybody else's welfare. They're always looking out after themselves. And that shows that that's of the devil. Because they don't consider your problems to be more important than theirs. Okay? In other words, if you're in prison, you know that people could fall away, and so you do everything in your power to bring more messages than ever before to keep them together until you're out of prison. And that's what Paul is doing here. He's making sure that you know, that they don't mourn for him or anything, say, this is your glory, you know, that I'm in here. You tell everybody, boy, Paul really believes in the gospel. He's still preaching the gospel while he's in prison. Amen?
Amen.
So there's no wavering there, and it's made the brothers and the sisters bold, much bolder in the Lord, in the Spirit, than they ever were before. Because they see he's a real trooper. Amen?
Amen.
He's a real soldier of the Lord. Okay, then what?
I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare.
Genuinely cares about your welfare. It's not something that he's just doing because the Lord said, but he really has the Spirit of the Lord in him. And he really, the Spirit of God in him really cares about you people's welfare. Then what?
All the others care only for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ.
Right. There's a person in this house, and there's people in the church that you can tell they're just users. They just care about themselves. And there are people like that all over.
But you know how Timothy has proved himself. Like a son with his father, he has helped me in preaching the gospel, the good news. I hope to send him to you just as soon as I find out what is going to happen to me here. And I have confidence from the Lord that I myself will come to see you soon.
Okay, now go to the King James.
But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants.
Yes. You people sent him to me as a messenger to minister to my want. Because the Lord, because Paul was commending the Philippians for supporting him financially, because he was on the road preaching the gospel, as well as being a pastor. Okay, then what else?
For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation.
Okay, then mine.
Paul commends Epaphroditus. Meanwhile, I thought I should send Epaphroditus back to you. He is a true brother, a faithful worker, and a courageous soldier.
Now, when Paul is telling that he's going to send a certain person there, he wants them to know that they're highly recommended by him, that they should give him honor, and that they should treat him as they would treat the Lord. Because, and he gives a background of how faithful they were, and how they are in the Spirit of the Lord, and that they do prefer others before themselves. This is the gospel. This is the whole gospel, is that Jesus came into the world as a man. He humbled himself, so that, and then he was exalted above the heavens. Amen?
Amen.
By God. God raised him from the dead. So any other spirit than that is, I would be like the Most High God. I will exalt myself above the stars, above the angels. Okay, go ahead.
He was your messenger to help me in my need. Now I am sending him home again, for he has been longing to see you, and he was very distressed that you heard he was ill.
So he's so concerned about their feelings, he was really distressed that somehow they found out that he was ill. Because he didn't want them to worry or get their mind off the Lord. Then what?
And he surely was ill. In fact, he almost died. But God had mercy on him and also on me, so that I would not have such unbearable sorrow. So I am all the more anxious to send him back to you, for I know you will be glad to see him, and that will lighten all my cares. Welcome him with Christian love and with great joy, and be sure to honor people like him, for he risked his life for the work of Christ.
Humble yourself before everybody, but honor people like him, okay? That doesn't mean honor, give that kind of honor to just everybody, but to honor people like him, but humble yourself before everybody. Jesus girt himself about with the towel, got down on his hands and knees, and washed the disciples' feet. Amen?
Amen.
That's humble. Amen?
Amen.
And it's more humble to just become like a thief or a criminal and to be stripped naked and beaten to a pulp and then put on a cross, nailed there, and be pierced in your side, put a crown on you, and whip you real good before it happens, and then die. For people that many of them are extremely unthankful, and they think that their flesh, they're going to live according to their flesh. And then people wonder why there's a hell and a place, a lake of fire for people like that to be, because they have no appreciation for God's sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the way that he humbled himself. To them, that's dirt under, he's dirt under their feet. And so God's saying, you know, I gave my son for you, and then you thought that that was dirt under your feet. And you thought you were too good to be like him. Depart from me, ye wicked. And you wonder why God is never going to put out the fire. Well, they say, I did, I lived a good life. And did all the things, you know, did good things towards people and everything. That's like filthy rags when you don't honor God's Son and you don't have him in you. Because that's the only escape from hell and the lake of fire, is to have his life living in you, through you, unto others. He wants to reach out to the rest of the world in your human body. And if you don't let him, then you're saying, I'm not humble. I'm too superior for something like that. That work is for scullery maids and for half-wits. No, you're the half-wit. You can see the evidence here, and God's word is true, that God exalted him because of his humility. He made himself less. He humbled himself before the Lord, and God exalted him and made him the most superior being that ever lived. And in him, if we let him live in us the same way he lived on earth when he was here, then we are exalted, and in him, higher above all, God exalts us too with him. Amen?
Amen.
And there's no other way to be exalted. There's no other way in the Bible that tells us how to be exalted, how to be superior. We have to first become humble, obedient, as a servant, a slave to the Lord, which means preferring others before ourselves. In other words, to say that we make ourselves inferior to all others. Everyone is superior to us. Not in what they think or say. We have to say what the Lord says, because he's superior. We have to not let anyone tell us how it is to live. We have to tell them. And we still have to be servants to all, as Christ was. We have to wash their feet, and especially to the household of faith. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what? That's the gospel. That's being like Christ. Don't say you're a Christian if you don't want to do that. Say, tell people the truth. Tell them you're the devil. Then what?
For he risked his life for the work of Christ, and he was at the point of death while trying to do for me the things you couldn't do because you were far away.
Okay, then finish it off in the King James.
Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me.
All right, praise the Lord. That was the second chapter of Philippians. This is Tony Alamo, and be doing chapter 3 tomorrow, Lord willing.